Logan Paul fights back, says Crypto Zoo project wasn't a scam. Published on March 28th on CryptoNews.com by Jimmy Aki. YouTuber Logan Paul addressed accusations regarding his infamous Crypto Zoo non-fungible token, NFT, in a March 27th documentary titled 5 Months with Logan Paul, stating in the film that the NFT project was not a scam. The documentary sheds light on Paul's perspective on the project and features journalist Graham Bessinger detailing the demise of the NFT project and the backlash and allegations that sprung up. Logan Paul admits allegations has element of truth. Bessinger alleged in the documentary that Logan Paul's Crypto Zoo NFT was a mess that caused huge losses for people, leading to a spate of allegations and threats against the YouTuber. Paul admitted that while the allegations had an element of truth, the NFT project was not a scam. "Everything you just said has an element of truth to it," he said. "Here's the problem. What you just described isn't a scam. I took on a project that I was simply incapable of handling at the time." He further disclosed that he didn't profit from the project, but suffered a loss of $500,000. Meanwhile, the YouTuber noted that the failure of Crypto Zoo led him to have suicidal thoughts. "For the first time in my life, I was having suicidal thoughts," he stated. "I was just spiraling, Graham. Spiraling. I was crying, like sobbing. I felt weak, which is uncommon for me. I'm supposed to be the leader." Logan Paul first announced the Crypto Zoo NFT project on his YouTube podcast in August 2021. The project was inspired by Pokemon, but was designed as a fun game where collectors could purchase eggs and breed them to produce rare NFTs. And while the project generated a lot of excitement, it never really took off. This was after collectors had purchased the initial 10,000 collectibles, priced at 0.1 ETH at the time. The dev team found it difficult to bring the game to fruition, as they announced multiple delays as time passed. Shortly after Crypto Zoo's collapse, CoffeeZilla, a popular YouTube journalist, published a three-part docuseries to expose issues with the game, detailing the tribulations of investors who suffered financial losses. CoffeeZilla's expose revealed that Logan Paul employed multiple con men to work on the project, including a developer known as Z, who held the Crypto Zoo source code hostage for dollars. A class action lawsuit was filed against Logan Paul in February 2023 based on the allegations that Crypto Zoo was a fraudulent venture. Despite the lawsuit, Paul announced a $2.3 million buyback program in January 2024, pledging to purchase all NFTs at their original prices. The tokens are down 99% from their all-time high of 0.0496 SIS in August 2021. Crypto scams continue to soar high. While the Crypto Zoo NFT fiasco has gotten some publicity, crypto scams continue to increase, right along with the growing number of traders and investors interested in digital assets. According to BBB Scam Tracker annual data, over 67,000 scams were reported in 2023, representing huge financial losses. The Chainalysis 2024 Crypto Crime Trends Report also showed that illicit addresses received $39.6 billion and $24.2 billion worth of cryptocurrency in 2022 and 2023, respectively. The Chainalysis Crime Trend Report also shows $24.2 billion was received by fraudulent addresses in 2023. Another report by Scam Sniffer revealed that hackers used a phishing crypto scam to drain $300 million from 320,000 traders and investors in 2023. The Web3 anti-scam solution company also reported that $46.86 million worth of crypto was stolen by scams in February 2024.